Right, next track up is the forthcoming release taken from Javan's, his new single. This is Chi-Town Lovin', available on 6ix9ine Records. Available for download now and pre-order as well, not due out until June. And I've got the man himself on the phone straight after this.
Yeah, that's Chi-Town Lovin', baby. Girl, you don't know what you missing with this Chi-Town Lovin', baby. Yeah.
Come, I have it that you're looking for, this loving, babe. Someone that can give it to you that will drive you crazy. Just so happens that it's me you found, just looking late. I see the doubt up on your face, you gon' learn today. Do you like it like it feels so good you won't wanna sleep around?
Baby girl, let me fill your cup, I won't stop till you get enough.
Don't you know I'm on my grown man shit? Baby, I can put it down.
We can do it soft or rough. Let me give you Chi-Town love.
I got that good, good Chi-Town loving. Oh. Baby, I got just what you want. We'll be making love to the early morning. I got that good, good Chi-Town loving. Oh. What I got to give, we'll make it nice. Baby, all I wanna do is get you satisfied.
I know a love like this you find hard to believe. You're used to giving pleasure, baby, time for you to receive. All you gotta do is make your wish, I ain't the big. Relax your body, mind, don't put it all on me.
Do you like it like it feels so good, you don't wanna sleep around.
I wanna fill your cup, I won't stop till you get it, no, baby.
Don't you know I'm on my grown man shit?
Y'all know what this is.
Great track. There's the forthcoming release coming out of 6ix9ine Records in June, and it's available for pre-order now. And it's Javan Benson. Javan, you're on the line. Welcome to England.
Hello, 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 England. I hope that y'all are having a wonderful night.
I tell you what, we've had a scorching day. We've had a bank holiday, a three-day weekend here in England, and the weather has been California style. Not quite.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's been really hot, and it makes a nice change, because in England, the only decision with the weather is whether you wear your usual coat or your big coat, but it's quite nice to get some sunshine. Anyway, enough about English weather. Let's talk about your music. That was a great track.
Oh, thank you very much. It was one of my favorite tracks to even produce, for what to actually to write.
Yeah. How long have you been writing music, Javon?
Well, I've been writing music since I was at the age of 14 years old.
Yeah.
But I've been playing piano since I was, my mom would say 3, but I would say 6.
Wow.
That's my recollection of it. But she said, well, my baby been playing since he was
Mums, eh?
That's not, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
You see, I'm a brass player, and I take my hat off to anyone who can play piano, because I just have to worry about 3 valves. And a pianist, treble clef on one hand and bass clef on the other, no thank you.
Well, I take my hats off to someone who can play a brass, because I can't play that at all.
Really? I'll tell you what, we'll trade. We'll meet and we'll trade. I'll give you lessons you give me. Fantastic.
Gotcha.
So, that single is a brand new release about to come out of 6ix9ine Records. It also features on your current CD, doesn't it? Not Made for These Times.
Yes, actually, Not Made for These Times was, it was on their first album. Not Made for These Times is my first album.
Mm-hmm.
It came out through Diggy Down Records on Valentine's Day.
Right, lovely.
You know, it was dedicated to my mother because she loves this old school funk.
Oh, absolutely.
And I grew up with this stuff, so... but Chi-Town Latin Lovin' is the first, and it has a steppers. We call it in Chicago where it's steppers.
Yeah, steppers.
And,
yeah, we have that.
You know, yeah, and it has that type of groove.
Yeah.
As so, well as some other tracks on there.
So. You say you were brought up with your mum and her love of all things sort of funky. What were your influences then?
Where do I start? Oh man, I can go from the 60s on up, because I was also raised by my grandmother.
All right.
So I was raised with some Prince. I was raised with some Stevie Wonder. I was raised with some I was also Ray Charles.
Yeah.
Frankie Beverly and Mays, Aretha Franklin, Donny Hathaway. I got my, you know, I am a lover of harmony and voice of men.
Yeah. The thing about soul music, yeah. You don't listen to it, you feel it, don't you?
You feel it, yeah.
Absolutely.
You feel it. It's an energy. It's a, you know, the problem with today's music, in my opinion, is that it's all cookie cutter.
Yeah.
So there's no energy whatsoever. It's just,
well, for me, it's...
Yeah.
It seems to be like a production line. It's just just drag 4 people off the street, give them a song, and let them do 2 or 3 records, and they disappear completely. There's no, you don't get people don't do their apprenticeship anymore. You don't get the actual artists. You just get a.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I remember in high school there was a girl I used to like, and I remember one day I ended up breaking up with her,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to get back with her. And I went and I sung, what song did I sing? I sung,
go on.
Voice of Men, Down
right.
on Bending Knee.
Yeah.
You know, and I got that girl back.
Fantastic.
Before the first verse. The new stuff can't do that. The new stuff, you can't get your girl back with the new stuff.
No, you see, you're blessed. If I'd sung to a girl, she'd still be running, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Lovely. So, I mean, you're currently living in California, but you grew up in Chicago.
Yes, I grew up my whole entire life in Chicago until I was about 15.
Yeah?
And at 15, actually, I went to Jacksonville, Illinois, until I was about 22.
Mm-hmm.
And
so,
then I went down to... then I went to California.
So your impressionable years were in Chicago, and now as an adult songwriter, you're in California. How do the musical influences between the two cities change? I know that tastes in England can vary even between cities 30 miles apart. So for thousands of miles apart, do you find that the Chicago people go for harmonies, whereas the West Coast people like more upbeat stuff? Does it change?
I think it changes throughout the whole entire U.S., but it's kind of, the one thing I like about the part that where I live in California is called the Bay Area,
mm-hmm.
San Francisco area.
Oh, beautiful.
But Vallejo is, yeah, Vallejo is where I actually live. It's like the art capital of California.
Well, that's quite trendy across here at the moment. There's like a lowrider sort of Mexican roller sort of scene coming through. Yeah, we're lapping that up at the moment.
All right. And the thing I love about the Bay, I love about music here, is that it doesn't change.
Right.
That off. It kind of stays, you know, they still got that G-funk, that bass sound. You can tell a sound, you could tell a California, a song from California, especially rap, you can tell. Chicago, I love it for what it does. So I love my Chicago music too, because we still hold on to the oldies too.
Yeah.
And we still hold on to soul as much as we can.
Beautiful.
You know?
Beautiful.
Most of us, I'm sorry.
No, carry on.
Because most of us, we traveled, when back in the 1960s, we traveled up to Chicago, from the South. You know, when people were, you know what I'm saying, people went to get jobs and stuff. Like, you know, my grandmother, she's from Mississippi, so she traveled all the way. They moved up to Chicago. They bring that soul with them. So Chicago has a rich heritage of music. Yeah, and we're starting with gospel music from Tommy Dorsey and jazz and on up, you know, so.
Great stuff. So, what are you doing now? You're busy songwriting and, have you got lots more stuff in the pipeline?
There is a lot of stuff in the pipeline. Right now, one of them is actually I am working with 6ix9ine Productions, who is actually releasing, you know, Chi-Town Lovin'.
Yeah, they're a UK label, aren't they? And in fact, Neil was my guest last Monday on the show, bless him.
Oh, yeah, I know, I've heard that. Yes, he's a very wonderful, wonderful man.
He's lovely.
And, very easy to talk to, and actually has a lot of insight on music as well. I'm going to be working with him with songwriting, and I was hit with this label as a songwriter. Also, we got a 45 out and some other things.
Well, that's right. The 45, I played the first side, Chi-Town Lovin', and we're going to play Baby I Do in a moment.
Oh, Baby I Do.
Yeah, beautiful.
I love that song.
So, of this songwriting that you're doing, do you prefer writing for other people, or do you prefer putting your own stuff out, or is it a mix, or is it you write some songs and think that'll be perfect for that person, or that'll be perfect for me, I'm keeping that baby? How's it go?
It's a little bit of everything. There are some times where I would write, and I would write a song, and I would say, you know what, this will sound good for this person, and I would try it out, and then I would give it to them and be like, I wish I sung that song now. Because, or sometimes I have some that I wrote that I kept to myself. Because they were very personal to me.
Yeah.
And it all depends. If someone comes to me, like the way I work with songwriting is this for the most part. Someone will come to me and it's therapeutic. So they would come to me and they would say, you know, I'm going through this. And they'll tell me about it, and we'll sit and we'll talk. And I'll have a piano, you know, in front of me and we will sing. Like me and my best friend Sammy do this all the time because I write for her.
Right.
I'm helping her with her album as well.
Is that the lady I saw on your YouTube post earlier today?
No.
You and a young lady were jamming.
Oh no, her name is Mahoney. She's actually 18-year-old. She's gonna be doing some things. She's an old soul herself, but she's actually a writer in her own right.
Do you write in partnership with someone else, or do you just write on your own?
For the most part, I write on my own. I have nothing against writing with anybody. We talked it back and forth. I'm always open to writing with people and bouncing out the ideas, especially the artists when they get it, because I want the artist to be able to say what they want to say. And how they want to say it. So, you know, because if it ain't right to them, the song's not going to be right.
Well, that's right. That's where the magic, the value is added, isn't it? The magic that they bring out, that, you know, when they're breaking the heart on stage, the audience just feels it and melts, and that's what brings it all together.
Oh yeah, it breaks that cookie cutter.
Lovely. Right, it's been wonderful talking to you. Thank you very much for giving us up your time, and I hope to speak to you very, very soon in the future.
I'll be around.
And I'm going to play you out with the B-side to the latest release on 6ix9ine Records. This is Baby I Do. Javan, best wishes for all your future ventures, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Now, baby, I know we come to a crossroads, and you think that I lied to you like those other guys. You think that I don't love you or care. Well, baby, you must not know the love that we have. If you're wondering, do I love you? Baby, I do. I do. I wrote this song for you. Mama once told me this thing called love wasn't easy. She told me it would take dedication and work. We've been through the ups and downs, the smile and the frown. Gave our blood, sweat and tears. So I would be damned if I would leave you now. Baby, I promise this here. Every rainbow started from rain. Every flower starts the same. Sometimes this growth may cause some pain. This is my promise I'll maintain. Through it all we won't change. Ask me how I know. Let me say it plain. Baby, I love you. Yeah, well if that's true, we should be together in spite of what we go through. Ooh, yeah. And they say that love is war. And if it's true that war is hell, that means you and I have gone through the fire and we still prevail. Every rainbow started from rain. Every flower starts the same. Sometimes this growth causes pain. Here's my promise I'll maintain. Through the storm it won't change.
So this is the flip side to the brand new release coming out of 6ix9ine Records by Javan Benson, and it's called Baby I Do. It's available for download now and on pre-order for the vinyl, which is coming out in June.
Yeah. How much I need.
Great stuff. That's Javan and Baby I Do. What a lovely man.